Vegas police officer turned casino thief goes on trial. Today marks the start of the trial of a Las Vegas police officer accused of perpetrating a string of casino robberies. In contrast to his sworn duty of upholding the law, he repeatedly broke it, allegedly pocketing around $165,000. Gambling with his life. Prosecutors have adopted a portrayal of Caleb Rogers as a gambler who became entangled in a web of debt and subsequently resorted to criminal actions. The 35-year-old faces accusations of orchestrating three robberies within 4 months, all while utilizing a firearm issued by the police department. Richard Pocker, the defense attorney representing Rogers, has, in contrast, asserted that the testimonies presented by the prosecution connecting his client to the two robberies lack substantial strength. In an attempt to close the case, he pointed fingers at both the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department, LVPD. Claiming they coerced two individuals, including Rogers' brother Josiah, to falsely implicate him as the prime suspect in the robbery. Investigators have stated that, from November 2021 to January 2022, Rogers targeted land-based casinos in the Las Vegas area, stealing $85,000. In a third incident at the Rio All Suite Hotel, Rogers came close to escaping with an additional $79,000 but was thwarted by security. In one of the incidents, Rogers, a 7-year veteran of the LVPD, used his brother's vehicle to make his escape, which became a key piece of corroborating evidence. Josiah was given immunity in return for his testimony, detailing his brother's crimes. End of the line. Law enforcement officers invested several months in an attempt to apprehend him. Eventually, though, Rogers was caught red-handed, but their investigation helped prosecutors build their case. According to the official accusation, in the Rio heist, Rogers wore a bulletproof vest beneath his clothes and carried a department-issued firearm. Approaching the casino's cashier's cage, he swiftly restrained one of the cashiers who was in the process of depositing $119,000 into the register. As he exited the building, he was confronted by security guards. A brief standoff ensued before one of the guards was able to grab the gun Rogers was holding, bringing his short life of crime to an end. The LVPD said in a statement that although Rogers is still employed with the department, he is presently on unpaid leave without police authority until the resolution of the case. According to court documents, he remains locked up without bail after facing four different charges since his arrest.